You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I am the, the proud father of a couple little girls. And yeah, I love them, but they are both for sale on eBay or Etsy. I think it's Etsy. I help make them. So I think it's, yeah. Anyway. It's kind of a buy one, get one free / I pay you deal. They are, they're terrible children. They really are. I have a 17-year-old girl, and this is what she looks like. She's just skinny as a, well, she's not black, but she's skinny as a rail right there. She really is. I remember when she was a little baby, and we took her to the pediatrician, and the doctor was like, well, maybe when she gets older, she'll be petite. And I was like, why are you laughing? I was like, yeah, petite does not run in our family. Technically, nobody runs in our family. I got another little girl. She is 11, and she is definitely for sale, because she's going to be a serial killer when she gets older. She's done some stuff in the last few years that's going to land us on an episode of Cops. That's what's going to happen. For example, it snowed where we lived a couple of years ago, and she decided she needed 3 cups of snow in her bedroom. And what better way to get that than to climb out of the window of our 2-story house and get it off the roof, right? That's how you do it, right, sir? Of course. So the next day, when I'm putting locks on the window from the outside of the house, because if I put them on the inside, she'd just pick them. I know this because I did that, and she did that. So while I'm out there putting the locks on, I find a bunch of change in the snow and in the gutter. So I go to her, I'm like, hey, why did I find $4.37 in change in the gutter? She just looks at me and goes, because that's where I put it. Whatever, Creepy McGee. She turned the power off at 2 of our neighbors' houses from the outside of their house. I don't even know how to do that at my own house. She turned our hot water heater off one day. It's in our garage, and there's a setting on there that says vacation. And I think she thought we would all go on vacation. And all we did was take really cold showers. One day, my favorite thing is I found a pair of scissors broken in half, shoved under the couch like a pair of shivs waiting to be used later on somebody in the yard.
Unbelievable.
I'm thinking about getting revenge on my kids. I'm gonna start doing some of the same stuff to them that they did to me, see how they like it, you know? Like go in their room at 3 o'clock in the morning and just go, hey, 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 hey. And right when they wake up, I'm just gonna go, can you come tuck me back in? I had a nightmare, I had these 2 horrible children. Go out to a restaurant, wait till they bring the food, and right when they put it on the table, I'm just gonna go, no! I didn't want pastetti, no! Fall on the floor, lose a shoe, hit somebody at the next booth, climb over a couple of other booths, go in the bathroom and lick the stall wall. That's a true story. Yeah. I'm gonna start doing this, though. I'm just gonna start yelling this from the bathroom in my house. Somebody needs to wipe me! See how they like it. They do it right, they better show with a plunger, because that's what I have to do every time. They are terrible people.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.